Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
So I hear Tekashi plays for the other team. I mean, he's Team Nicki Minaj. What were you thinking? Tekashi is sending some shady messages to Cardi B's camp. How? By hiring two strip club bartenders, the same two bartenders that lawyered up to sue Cardi B. Label records or record label sources say that he flew Jade and Batty G out to appear in that music video with Nicki Minaj and Kanye West. You know the one that got all shot up? Right. TMZ broke the story. Cardi was arrested last month and charged with two crimes for allegedly ordering an attack on the two bartender sisters. Cardi had a long-standing beef with Jade because she thought Jade slept with Offset. She probably did. The sisters were hurt so badly they were hospitalized. Sources say the sisters were on set for the video shoot and then gunfire erupted. Were they shooting at the sisters or were they shooting at Tekashi? Ain't nobody shooting at Nicki. Was somebody shooting at Kanye? I don't know. They were shooting. How about that? This story is developing. Nicki Minaj says she's got other things in mind, like flirting with Michael B. Jordan. She shot her shot, not sure if it took aim. The 35-year-old rap star apparently has her eyes on the 31-year-old Cree actor Michael B. Jordan. She alluded to this Sunday night when she openly flirted with Michael at the People's Choice Awards during her acceptance speech. Shout out to Donatella Versace for custom making this outfit for me. And shout out to Michael B. Jordan because he's going to be taking it off of me tonight. Michael B. Jordan has yet to comment. Insert crickets. Ray J says, I'm going to college. Why he needed to make this known, I don't know. I'm just glad he's talking about something else other than Kim Kardashian. He's taking his talents to school. The 37-year-old reality star will be attending Philander Smith College, which is an HBCU located in Arkansas, Little Rock, that is. He's going to begin his semester in January. He shared the news on social media after speaking at the university. Thanks to President Smothers for allowing me this opportunity. Well, I think it was the check that did it. But, you know, do what you do. Shouts to Jimmy Henchman. He had a lot of time to write this letter. He sent a letter after receiving two more life sentences for murder of a G-Unit associate. According to reports, Jimmy Henchman Rosemond has racked up his third and fourth life sentence for the murder of a G-Unit affiliate, Lowell Lodi Mac Fletcher. The murder occurred after Tony Yayo Fletcher and 50 Cent reportedly harassed and slapped Rosemond's 14-year-old son in 2007 from an ongoing beef between G-Unit and Rosemond's Caesar Entertainment. Now, in retaliation, Jimmy Henchman reportedly vowed that someone in G-Unit would have to die and allegedly paid men 2 kilos of coke to murder Fletcher in 2009. That happened. Rosemond was arrested in 2011, sentenced to life in 2013, received a second life in 15 for drug trafficking and weapons possession convictions. Well, he's got a lot of time. So this is what he did. He sent an open letter to allhiphop.com where he apologized to his friends and family and denied any involvement in the killing of Fletcher. He says, and I quote, "This is America. I want to apologize to my family and support system, most importantly to my son. When I asked you to intern as a 14-year-old at my office, it was because I wanted you to see your father working and have a strong role model. I wanted you to look up to brown and black people in boardrooms rather than in the streets. I was proud of the work I was doing. I never thought that when I sent you on that errand that you would be surrounded and assaulted by 50 Cent and 4G-Unit grown men with guns wearing a t-shirt." He goes on because he's really got a lot of time to write it out. So, yeah, you can go to the Jasmine Brand or allhiphop.com to check out and read the full story. But that happened.